Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another. Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray from every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And our call-in number is 319-527-6204. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And all you have to do is call in your prayer request again at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. So let us pray. Father God, I pray that it be all of you and none of me. As I bring forth your message this day, Father God, I thank you for your only begotten Son, who died on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. And Father God, I pray for my pastor and all auxiliaries of this church. Father God, I pray for the increase of our congregation. Father God, I pray for our families, our friends, and our enemies. Father God, I pray you open up the understanding of the minds of those who hear my voice, that they may receive your revelation knowledge, that they may grow more and more in every way like Christ, so that they may receive their purpose in your holy will. And Father God, I pray for those who are sick and shut in may be healed. Father God, I pray for those that are facing trials and tribulations, receive deliverance. Father God, I pray for those that are lost in darkness, receive the light of your salvation. Oh, Father God, we thank you for supplying our every need. And Father God, all these blessings we ask and pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our service or our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is
together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
Praise be to God. You're listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray from 6 to 7 p.m. And all you have to do is call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And it's as simple as that. You just call in your prayer request. We are always here from 6 to 7 p.m. To pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry down in Arizona is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless us mightily with what thus says the Lord. In the meantime, I will play another selection while we are waiting. Praise be to God.
Hold on, doesn't matter what you're going through. No, 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 no. You just reach out and hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
He will make a way for you. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Don't let Jesus go. Strong and mighty he will show. Yes, indeed. All you gotta do is hold on to Jesus.
Hold on,
yeah,
to the hem of his garment.
Hold on to Jesus.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
He will make a way for you.
Hold on,
oh, yes, indeed,
to the hem of his garment.
And I know he will see it through.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
You see, he's a mighty good God. Oh, yes, he is.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, in weak moments, we may try to build ourselves up by placing ourselves ahead of others. But you want us to be humble servants to those who need our encouragement, our help, and our love. Today, we will do our best to follow in the footsteps of your son, Jesus, by serving others humbly, faithfully, and lovingly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, and this is our sweet hour of prayer where we pray every Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose will be here to bless us with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to play a selection by the Wikitones entitled, God is Sustaining Me. Amen. I hope you enjoy this selection. Praise be to God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, let's assemble. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God.
God.
I'm so thank
God. God is sustaining me.
Lord, I'm thankful.
God is sustaining me.
What a mighty good God we serve.
God is sustaining me.
God is.
Amen. Praise be to God. God is always sustaining me. Amen. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. And the title of this message is The God of All Comfort. Amen. Praise be to God. Our scripture reading is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 3 through 7, amen, where it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, where it says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. Amen. And even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We are confident that as you share in our suffering, you will also share in the comfort God gives us. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, the title of this message is The God of All Comfort. And the text for this message is coming from 2 Corinthians 1 and 4. And it says, God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble. Amen. To God be the glory. The writer says, Ramadines was just a kitten when his owner dropped him off at an animal shelter, thinking he was too ill to recover. The kitten was nursed back to health and adopted by the vet. He then became a full-time resident at the shelter and now spends his days comforting cats and dogs. Just out of surgery or recovering from an illness, through his warm presence and gentle purr, that story is a small picture of what our loving God does for us and what we can do for others in return. He cares for us in our sickness and struggles. and he soothes us with his presence. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians calls our God passion and the God of all comfort. When we are discouraged, depressed, or mistreated, he's there for us. When we turn to him in prayer, he comforts us in all our troubles. But verse 4 doesn't end there. Paul, who had experienced intense suffering, continues, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Our Father comforts us, and when we have experienced his comfort, we are enable others. Amen. Our compassionate Savior, who suffered for us, is more than able to comfort us in our suffering and distress. He helps us through our pain and equips us to do the same for others. Praise be to God. Question. When have you experienced God's comfort during a difficult time? And when have you offered God's comfort to others? Think about those two questions. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for your comforting presence in our pain and sorrow. Help us in turn to be a comfort to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Praise God. Again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, and this is our sweet hour prayer, where we pray from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesdays through Fridays. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose will be here to bless us with a word from the Lord. Amen. So our call-in number for your prayer request is 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting.
So cute. They came along, Jesus. He told me just what to do. I was having problems for many in my life, but I knew that he could make it right. So it's so brand new. Yeah, my favorite song, Jesus. I sing the praises of you. I know there'll be problems coming just to tear me, but with you I have the victory, victory.
So we can see me just Everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Your simple song.
From the bottom of my heart, Lord, I say,
you deserve it.
From our hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, 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 oh.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection, Withholding Nothing by William Mondell. Praise be to God. In John 18:11, and the CSB says, shieldeth your sword. Should I not drink the cup that the Father has given me? 1 Samuel 3:18, and the CSB, he is the Lord. He will do what he thinks is good. Praise be to God. Isaiah 43:18-19, and the CSB says, do not remember the past events. Pay no attention to things of old. Look, I am about to do something new. Even now it is coming. Do you not see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Amen. Praise God. Job 1:21 in the CSB says, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will leave this life. The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Dear Lord, let us live in the present, not the past. Let us focus on our blessings, not our sorrows. Give us the wisdom to be thankful for the gifts that we do have, and not bitter about the things that we don't have. Let us accept what was. Let us give thanks for what is, and let us have faith in what most surely will be, the promise of eternal life with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. Amen. To God be the glory. At this time, while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, who's going to come and bless us with a word this evening. And at this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God.
Let's all hold hands, 'cause he is worthy to be praised.
Let's worship.
Oh,
Amen. Praise be to God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. In the meantime, I will play another selection. Praise God.
Victory is mine.
Praise be to God. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come this evening and bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
Doing awesome, thank you. Just awesome.
Praise God. Victory is ours.
I was sitting there listening to that song. I said, oh, my goodness, that's one of them old school songs that'll make you jump, shout, and run about.
Absolutely. Praise God.
That lady was losing her mind when she said, victory is mine.
Amen.
I said, I know how you feel, girl. I know how you feel.
Mm-mm-mm.
You could just imagine her running up and down the aisles in her church,
yes,
giving her testimony.
Ooh.
With songs.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. She was a happy old something.
Yes.
Woo! It is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful outside right now. We have an awesome, awesome word. I'm trying to tell you, if it gets any awesome, I tell you, I might explode before I tell you just what he's saying. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God. We thank God for all of you. Thank God for allowing me to be here another Thursday to once again come and share his word. We bless God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's going to do for everyone under the sound of my voice that's given ear to hear what thus says the Lord. God bless you for tuning in, for just giving up a little bit of your time so you can hear what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
I am so grateful that God has chosen you and me to tell the world all about him. He is an awesome God, and I'm telling you, he has not stopped doing things yet. He's still moving on our behalf. Why? Because the enemy's still moving. So he can't outbeat God moving. God is moving too. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you. Have your way with this word, oh God. Let not your word fall on deaf ears. Let somebody hear it and say, what must I do to be saved? Or, Father, I believe it's time for me to come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Bless you, God. Have your way with this word right now. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you got two prayers, so one of them you should have grabbed the whole two. Oh, I tell y'all, y'all hear my voice. It's all tired and weary. I done been running. I looked at the time. I said, ooh, let me go. I was going to preach at the church, but there's so many people up there with their music and their bells. I said, oh, good Lord, I don't want to disturb them, but I surely don't want them to disturb me. So I got in my car and I made it home. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
We thank God for the visionary of the line, Apostle R.D. Wiggins. God's request is that we always give honor where honor is due. We thank God for the man of God, Apostle R.D. Wiggins.
God.
He brought this team together. I want to say about 10 years ago, and I mean that the team is still chucking along, going wherever the Lord leads us to go and do whatever he would have us to do. So we thank God for our very own Apostle R.D. Wiggins. We thank God for his mother, Mother Wiggins. Bless this awesome woman of God. She come forth with prayer and words of wisdom. Awesome woman of God. We bless God for her and everything that she shares with all of us, because there's wisdom in her words, and we thank God for her. We thank God for the assistant pastor, Evangelist Hilda, for all that she brings to the ministry. I'm telling you, y'all don't know, she working behind the scenes, on the scenes, through the scenes. Last week, I understand she preached and said she couldn't preach no more. So she was preaching every day, y'all.
Every day.
She was the backup person last week.
Yes.
So we bless God for her and her willingness to do whatever God would have her to do. Thank God for her. Thank God for Apostle Jackson, Dr. Bernie Turner, Prophetess Watson, all of them that have come into this program, and now they are operating in other parts of the vineyard, still doing the work of the Lord. So we continue to lift them up. Why? Because they're still part of this family. Just because the family goes out and spreads out and all of that does not mean they're not still family. They're still family.
Amen.
And we have to continue to cover them with the blood. Yeah, there's so many attacks going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to cover one another. You've got to pray for one another. You've got to keep each other lift. I lift up Pastor Stephen, awesome man of God. We got to lift him up as well. But today I want to ask, I don't know who's on the line, but before we get off the line at the end, I want to pray for my daughter-in-law. She's got some things going on, so we're going to pray for divine supernatural healing within her body. And we're believing God, he's going to do just what he said he would do. Yeah, he's a healer. Yeah. So we're calling on Jehovah Rapha on her behalf today. My goodness. Thank all of you, all of the guests that have joined in to listen, to give ear to hear what thus says the Lord through Pastor Kathy right now. I'm telling you, I was running, jumping, skipping, trying to get home to get this word out. Yes, sir. It's short and sweet. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God,
let me get my glasses. God bless you guys. I pray that you get whatever you need from God today through his word.
Amen.
We are going to be, ooh, thank you, David. We are coming from Psalms chapter 30, verses 1, 2, and 3. Psalms chapter 30, verses 1, 2, and 3. And then we're going to go to Psalms 118, verses 28 and 29. Amen.
Amen.
That's the Lord. Psalms 31, 2, and 3 says, it's a psalm, okay? You look in your Bible over this word, it says, you've turned my mourning into dancing. Yeah, that's the heading of this message. Verse 1 says, a psalm, a song for the dedication of the temple of David. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not allowed my foes to rejoice over me. My goodness, glory to God. Thank God for protection.
Yeah,
because that's what God is for us. He's a whole bunch of things, but he really is our protector.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah, if you know what Abba Father means, he's our protector.
Amen.
Yeah. So we thank David for saying that for all of us, because there's times we don't even think about saying, God, thank you for protecting me. Thank you for watching over me. Thank you for keeping me. We forget about that. We get the blessings and we go, thank you for the blessings, Lord. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. You have lifted me up and not allowed my foes to rejoice over me. Oh, Lord, my God, I cried to you for help and you healed me. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, you pulled me from Sheol. You spared me from descending into that pit. Psalms 118, 28, and 29 says, ooh, this is another one. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving devotion endures forever. Amen.
Amen.
Ah, that's one of, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Yeah,
yes.
That's all. Bless God in his holy name. The title of the message today is, You Have Blessed Me. You have blessed me. David says to God, And you know, King David, most of the time he was dancing and singing and doing his thing, but he was singing praises unto the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. He was singing praises even before he became king.
Amen.
Yeah. If you look at his story, when he was out there tending to the sheep, he was already singing praises unto the Lord, mm-hmm. right? And he was singing praises unto the Lord when he was out there feeling like a slave. I got all these brothers and nobody's out here. My daddy didn't send nobody out here but me to watch over the sheep, feed the sheep, clean up after the sheep, keep the sheep inside the gate. But I got a lot of brothers. But he chose me to go, so here I go. So he's out there. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. He's singing praises unto God when he's not feeling so loved. Mm-hmm. Come on now. You know, if your mama or your daddy is always sending, you go to the store for me. Run over here and get me this. Run over, and you look back at your siblings and they're chilling in the house watching TV. You're going, I don't understand. Why I gotta be the one to always go do snow out there? I gotta put my boots on, climb through the snow to get wet. And you looking back at them and they chilling, smiling, laughing. And your mama saying, Billy, go on, run over there and give me some ice cream. Billy, go on, run over there and pick me up a favor. Billy, you like, Billy's feeling silly. Because I'm part of the family too. I always gotta be the one. But guess what Billy did when he got outside? His friend said, where you going? My mama done sent me to the store. I'm trying to tell you, every time my mama come home, I be already have my boots on because my mama, I know she going to send me. She going to choose me to be the one to go get that Pepsi she wants or to go get her. Now, Billy is singing his mama's praises. My goodness, glory to God. He's singing praises while he's feeling not so loved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you chosen me to go do all this stuff while everybody else gets to relax. But he's still singing his mama praises. Yeah, I know she tired and everything, so I'm going to go do this for her. And he's just singing her praises. And they don't even realize that Billy's saying to himself, why always got to be the one? Why I'm the one? Ain't nobody else can go. Let somebody else. No, he chose to sing her praises. Mm-hmm. King David did the same thing, right? King David, when he was out there in the field with the sheep, that's how I know. Just in case y'all say, he was a boy. He wasn't singing no praises. Yes, he was.
Oh, yes.
He absolutely was singing praises. He probably was singing about something he really didn't have evidence about, but he was singing God's praises. You know how I know? Because when King Saul would get sick, they sent for David, and
come
the
on.
Sound that David made, my goodness, glory to God, the sound that David made Saul feel better, right? Come on now. You know he wasn't playing no, get down, get down.
No.
That wouldn't have helped Saul. Saul would have still been aching and pains and miserable in his head. He had to sing something comforting. The only thing that can comfort somebody when they're going through all that is the Spirit of God. How do I know? Look at this word. King David says, he says, oh, Lord, you have lifted me up and not allowed my foes to rejoice over me. He says, I cried out to you and you healed me. He didn't say you helped me. He said you healed me. Why? Because when you're going through, it's tormenting. Mm-hmm. That thing is tormenting your mind. All you can think about is what you're going through. So
that's
when he
right.
says, you healed me, you calmed down my anxious thoughts. My goodness, good of God. You calmed down that hopelessness that I was feeling. My goodness, God, I love you. That's what he was saying. He said, so you healed me. I was troubled in my spirit, troubled in my mind, but you healed me.
Yes,
now,
you did,
then he goes on to say how he healed them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You kept my foe, my enemy, from laughing at me, coming to do harm to me. That's how you healed me. But it wasn't that that made him sick. In his mind, his thoughts was weighing him down. He was so sick in his spirit. He's like, oh, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Y'all know when things get to looking bad, you get to screaming out loud, calling on the Lord. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord God. Father, where are you? Mm-hmm. Ain't called on him all week.
Hey.
As soon as that storm show up, you know how to say his name then. Come on now.
Amen.
My
yes,
goodness,
go
to God. Wake up every day. Go to a job that God has blessed you with. How you got life, health, and strength. You got food on your table, roof over your head.
Ooh, come on.
But you be running so that you forget when you get up in the morning. God, I thank you. God, I love you. God, I honor you.
Yes.
You have, thank you, Father, for all you've done.
Oh.
Ooh, I got a sound mind this morning. I can see, I can hear, I can walk and talk. Come on, there's so many reasons to give God thanks. And so here's King David. Not only did he give God thanks, he chose to sing about it and to always sing. He was always singing God's praise. In fact, his last song said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Yes.
Sing about it, dance about it, talk about it, just praise him.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Jesus.
God's holy name.
Yes.
And so he said, I cried out to you and you helped me.
Yes, you
healed me.
Yes, you did, Lord.
Wow. People don't recognize that when you stand in the need of God's help, that it's a healing upon you. Well, if you low down in your spirit, and you're sad in your heart and everything, it's going to take some healing. Healing is to move that thing out of your way that's causing all that pressure in your mind and your heart and your spirit. So David said, you healed me. He didn't say you took care of my enemy. He said, you healed me. That's what he said first. How did you heal me? You made sure you pulled me back from where I was going.
Yes.
Huh? Because they were going to take me out, but you spared my life.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I cried out, and there you were. Mm-hmm. Now, some people say, I be crying out, and God don't always show up. Here's the thing. Does he show up? Yeah. Well, then he always shows up. Hello. Oh, nah.
Hello.
So while you're sitting there saying, I cried out to him a couple of times, I was going through this, going through that, he didn't show up. At the end of the day, did you get out of whatever you was in? Yeah, well, then he showed up because you never could have got out of it on your own.
That's right. Yes.
People don't understand. They don't even know when God is there. They don't know when he's working on their behalf. It's not you doing it. That's God's doing.
Come on.
Yeah.
Amen.
David said, you heal me. The title of this message is You Have Blessed Me. And I'm trying to tell you, it's a blessing when I wake up in the morning because sometimes I go to bed so exhausted from the day.
Mm-hmm.
And just to know that God has given me renewed strength the next morning.
Yes.
New mercy. Come on. The next day is a brand new day.
Yes.
Brand new day. You say, full of turmoil and stuff. Not in my mind. For every day that I wake up, I be saying, oh, Lord, it's going to be a good day. How the day turns out, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. But the good thing was I wasn't anticipating it not being good.
Mm-mm.
That's the good thing. People wake up in the morning and go, oh, it's going to be a crappy day. I feel it already. Well, if you feel it, it's going to be crappy.
That's right.
Because you've already told yourself it's going to
be crappy.
You done got yourself tired because you have told yourself you getting ready to go through. This ain't going to be a good day. I feel it already. How about you feel the goodness of Jesus?
Come on now.
It's going to be a good day. In fact, it's already good because I'm still here.
There you go.
My goodness, glory to God. David says, he said, you know what he said? Now, all this is in Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
David says, you are my God. and I will give thanks to you. You are my God. He just kept saying it over and over and over again. David was saying, you are the one that I can trust in. You are the one that I have my faith in. You are the one who is doing it for me. You, only you, God.
That's right.
That's what David was saying. He wasn't singing nobody else's praises. He was singing God's praises. Even when God took the son that he had with a woman that he committed adultery with, David was mourning. He was fasting. He didn't want to eat. He didn't want to think. He didn't want to sleep.
Mm-mm.
And God said, I can't let you have that kid knowing how you got the kid. Oh, no. And then right after God took the kid, his servants was like, I don't understand what you're doing. Because before God took the kid, he was praying, asking God not to take the kid, spare his life, let me have him. He didn't want to eat. He didn't want to sleep. He didn't want to talk. And now he's over there eating and drinking and talking, and God is taking the kid. I don't understand what's this behavior. Because David understood, huh? God didn't do nothing to me. I did this to myself.
There you go.
Right? I stepped in doo-doo and wanted God to wash it away. Well, he's not always going to wash it away. Sometimes he's going to let you smell the stench of what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And guess what? David also understood God only corrects the ones he loves.
Yes.
That's how he was able to get up, go ahead and eat and start. Well, he did it now. I knew he was going to do it, but I still had to ask. So see if he would have mercy on me. Yeah, I have mercy on you because you're still alive.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You have the opportunity to do it right and have a child with your wife. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of reaching out to what another man has. I didn't call you to, my goodness, glory to God. And people do it and they don't even realize they're doing it. They, you know, they covet with someone else's past. And they don't realize they're coveting it. Well, if you keep talking about that thing that somebody else had, you keep looking at that thing is always on your mind, you're coveting it because you want it. And chances are you're going to do what it takes to get it. That ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? God got something for you.
Absolutely.
So, no, I look at stuff and I go, wow, look at you. You better get out of here. You know, I look at what they got and I go, wow, nice. I don't go home thinking about it like that.
Nah.
I don't go home contemplating my mind, I got to get it. I got to give me one of those. No. I told y'all a long time ago there was one person that had me like that and I kept looking at that woman. I said, what in the world she came from? You know, I ain't never seen her again. I ain't never seen her again. I loved her personality. I just loved that zeal she had. She loved kids. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm not going after what you got. Because chances are, the way you got it, I don't want to go through that to get it. Or better yet, what you going through to keep it. I know I don't want to go through that. My goodness, glory to God.
Yes, no.
We see David here singing God's praises. He starts off giving him thanks. I cried out, you healed me. You was right by my side. You helped me through this thing. You kept my enemies up off of me. You are a faithful God. David also said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be on my mouth. I just told y'all, God, his praises is always on David's mouth. Whether David was going through or not, he still was singing God's praises.
Yes.
Still singing God's praises. He didn't sing them when God did stuff for him and, oh, that's it. As soon as he do something for me, I'm going to sing his praise. No, he was always singing his praise. You know how I know? Because God says, that's a man after my own heart. Because he's taken the good and the bad from me. And he still loves me. He understands my correction. He understands my teaching. He worships me. And he does all he can to get others to worship me. That's why you see half of Psalms, he was trying to get people to sing about the praises of the Lord.
Yes.
That's what he was doing.
Absolutely.
And so guess what? David said, "You've healed me," and the title of the message is, "You have blessed me." And it sounds like David talking to God, but it's really God talking to David. That's good stuff.
Wow.
It's God talking to David. God's telling David, "You have blessed me." Why? Because you continue to tell him your story. You continue to encourage people to bless me. You continue to tell them about the goodness of Jesus. That's how you bless me.
Amen. Amen.
And it sounds like David was saying to God, "You have blessed me. You watched over me. You protected me. You kept me. You made a way for me. You loved on me when my enemies were trying to kill me." But God says, "No, that's me telling David, you have blessed me."
Wow.
Because you're sharing your story. You're encouraging others to love on me.
Yes.
You're trying to get them to bless my holy name. That's how you're blessing me.
Yes.
Wow. When God showed that to me, I said, "Okay, you done threw another twist in there. We hear the title, 'You blessed me,' and we're thinking that David would say, 'You have blessed me. You kept them off of me. You watched over me.'" And God was the one speaking. He said, "No, David, you blessed me. Because you still out there singing my praises. Huh? You've done some things. I've had to correct you. I've punished you. I've taken away from you. And you're still singing my praises. You have blessed me." Isn't that something? When you're standing there and you're singing God's praises and you know God has blessed you and you're trying to remind him how he's blessed you, and he looks back at you and goes, "No, you blessed me. Everything you went through, you kept on praising my name. You kept on having faith in me. You kept believing in me. In fact, you went out and tried to get others to believe in me. You tried to get others to praise me. So no, you have blessed me." My goodness, glory to God. I'm telling you, I don't know about anybody else, but I want that report from the Lord to be, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in the house." And I think I was talking to Daniel Hill this morning. I said, when I was in school, I said to myself, "If I get a C, it's all right with me. At least I passed."
Yes.
I said, "But when it comes to heaven, I don't want no C, because the C might have me on the outside of the gate looking in.
Yes.
I want a A. I want a B. Why do I want to be looking in from the gate at the mansion Christ went to prepare for me, and I can't even enjoy it? I'm not the Israelite." You're going to see the land, Moses, but you won't be able to go in and enjoy. Excuse me? All this out there to get some people to be obedient to you, Lord, I can't get in? No, you'll be watching from afar.
Wow.
He didn't even get to taste and see.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
I am not about to do all this work, to do whatever God tells me to do, to preach, teach, do whatever. And then I'm watching y'all go through the gate, and I'm on the outside because I got a seat. I don't think so. My father said, "You shoot for an A. If you happen to get a B, if you happen to get a B, ain't nothing you can do because you gave it your all to get that A."
Amen. That's right.
I intend to give God my all. David is singing his praises. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's singing his praises right now. It looks like he's singing his praises because he did so much for him. Yeah. But he did so much to him as well.
Yeah.
Will you still be singing my praises when I'm chastising you for the wrong you've done?
Oh, yes.
Will you still be singing my praises when it seems like I'm taking too long to answer your prayer? Will you still be singing my praises when I don't give you what you want?
Mm-hmm.
Will you still sing my praises? Mm-hmm. King David did.
Yes, he did.
He wrote a whole book on how to praise God through it all.
Yes.
song.
Yes, he did.
All about praising God. My goodness, glory to God.
That's
God says, you have blessed me.
Praise
God. You have blessed me by telling others your story, by having faith in me, by trusting me, by accepting the good and the bad that I've put on you. Because, you know, God takes his hand back every now and again and lets Satan have his way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still going to be singing God's praises?
Yes.
And that's why God says, when you do all of these things, when you love on others, when you forgive others, when you help others, huh?
Mm-hmm.
When you feed others, when you take others in, when you give them water, when you've done all of that, you've done it unto me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you have blessed me.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
God bless you guys.
God.
That's the Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful message this evening. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that truly, definitely deserves a hand clap praise. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful word. Thank you, Lord. Precious, wow, you have blessed me. But I never thought of it the way that when David said to God, you have blessed me, and God turned it around and says, no, you have blessed me. I
bless
never
God.
Thought of it
bless
that
you, God.
Way. You know, I really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, wow. Wow. But now we have to think about the blessings that we're saying.
That's the who's blessing who.
Exactly. And realize it, that every time we praise God's name, every time we tell the good news of him, we are blessing him. Wow. To God be the glory.
Amen. You know,
so,
a lot of times we think it's about us. Today never been about us. It's always been about him.
Absolutely. So at this time, we know that Pastor Kathy is a bit tired because, you know, when you work all day and then you come and you have to preach God's
word. I'm trying to tell you, today is one of those days I feel like I had no sleep and I don't know how long.
So we gonna
I'm trying my best to press through, but I am so tired.
But we're going to have her give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
what
God.
God is saying, when he says, you have blessed me, guess what? When you give your life to me, when you accept my son as your Lord and Savior, you have blessed me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We're blessed to be a blessing.
Yes, we are.
Huh?
Hey.
So when he's blessing us, we bless him by bringing others to him.
That's right.
Right now, the doors are open. You can always choose to make that step to say, Lord, come into my life. I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sin. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for us, oh God. Come into my life. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Lord, I'm looking for you to lead and guide me for the rest of my days, that my ways may be found pleasing unto you, oh God. And when you do that, He's got his arms wrapped out, stretched out, ready to hug you and tell you how much you blessed him by coming in, by giving him your life, huh? Accepting his son as your Lord and Savior. You have blessed him, my goodness. And now he's really, really going to show himself strong in your life. We thank God for all of you that prayed that prayer. Pray and ask God to lead you to a good household of faith, that you can grow into the knowledge even stronger of who God is, all he's done for you and to you and with you.
Yes.
My goodness, God has so many plans for all of us. Precious and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word, oh God, how you gently reminded us that every time we tell somebody about you, every time we help somebody, every time we show love, tenderness, kindness, every time we forgive, we show mercy, we have blessed you because we're becoming more and more like you. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you for all you've done, doing, and are going to do. Have your way in all of our lives, oh God. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Zandra.
Praise be to God. So God bless you, Pastor Kathy, and thank you for
God bless
showing
you, dear
up
heart.
In the spirit. And have a good night now.
I'm going to get some rest.
I'm letting you go
bless
and get
you.
Some
Love
rest.
You.
Love you too. Praise be to God. Amen. So on that note, I will close us out on behalf of my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, my co-host, Sister Barbara, the Fivefold Ministry, and all of our guests online and those on the internet. We like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you too. We meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m. I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. And if you have to go out, bundle up. It's a bit chilly outside this evening. So God bless you. Love you all. And a good night. And shalom. Praise be to God. And on that note, I am going to play a selection by the Wiki Tones. All belongs to you. Praise God. Good night, everybody. Love you guys.
repeat after me. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.